In local news, Raglan was invaded by an army of ukulele players and their fans over the weekend as the first ever Raglan Ukulele Festival was held to full houses everywhere it went. The regular live and local event was dominated by the instrument on Friday night, and then Saturday saw a series of workshops and classes, culminating in a gig at the club with local acts the Ragtimers, a 30-piece outfit, the Blister Sisters, and the original Whangarei ukulele troupe That's Us. They were playing support for special guests Sonia and Nigel. Nigel Gavin being a virtuoso musician, often seen playing 7 and 11 string guitars, but more than happy to apply his shredding skills to the 4-string ukulele for the night. And the headline act was Big Muffin Serious Band. In their 40th year of playing, they predate the Ukulele Orchestra of Great Britain, who are often credited with initiating the ukulele third wave. Despite that, it was their first time in Raglan, and they proved that the jokes are nothing without the very obvious musical skills they have. And on Sunday morning, ukulele groups were popping up all around the middle of town and giving free concerts at the Raglan Creative Market. Elsewhere, energy company Blue Float was in town last week to announce plans for a wind farm off the coast of Raglan. Speaking at the recent community board meeting, they said the farm would be 22 k's off the coast and visible on a clear day from maybe higher parts of the coast. Blue Float is a Spanish company working with a local Taranaki company on the project. They said they're always keen to invest in local communities when they do their projects, but no specifics were given, with the project being in the very early stages at the moment. So early, in fact, that the feasibility study hasn't yet started. And if the proposal were to go ahead, the final decision to invest would be at the end of the decade, with the wind farm coming online in 2033 at the earliest. In the community board meeting forum, there were concerns expressed about how the recent rate rises were calculated, with staff emphasising that it's very complicated, but also warning that a new round of property valuations will be happening in the next year. These will have a negative effect on communities that have had higher than average real estate increases compared to other parts of the district. Also from the meeting, the Greenslade community is about to be presented with a couple of options for their new playground. The fix for the Manu Bay breakwall has been delayed again as consultants have been diverted to cyclone repair projects. Work continues behind the scenes for the local bus service, and the community board will be holding a meeting soon about the civil defence preparation in our community. And that is the Raglan News for Monday, 11th of September, 2023.